hope you enjoy this message from Eastside C3, a location of C3 Church, Christchurch.
Before we baptize five guys, I just want to speak for a couple of moments on baptism. That baptism is a brave thing to do. You can do some brave things in your life, but baptism is one of those. And I just want to tell a quick story about a guy who got baptized. So it's from the book of Acts. It starts at verse 26. It says, "But an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Get up, go south to the road that runs from Jerusalem down to Gaza. This is the desert road.'" See, whenever an angel appears in the Bible, it's Jesus. And whenever Jesus appears, something great goes down. Something amazing happens. A miracle happens. But all he says to Philip here is, go down and walk in a desolate road. See, I don't know about you, but sometimes when God tells me to do things, I feel like I'm in a bit of a desert, bit of a road, nothing around, waiting for something to happen. But Jesus has got a plan for us. When God asks you to go somewhere, he's spiritually leading you to somebody who needs a relationship with God. You may feel like you're walking in that desert, but he has something for you, and it's something amazing. It says in verse 27, "So he got up and went, and there was this Ethiopian eunuch, a man of great authority, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship God, and he was returning and sitting in his chariot, he was reading a scroll from the prophet Isaiah." This man was a powerful man with so much influence. He was in charge of the queen's money, all her treasure, and he was trusted. This man had mana. In 29 says, "Then the Holy Spirit said to Philip, 'Go up and join this chariot.' Philip ran up and heard the man reading the prophet Isaiah and said, 'Do you understand what you are reading?'" See, Philip goes down this road as instructed by God. And this just happens to be a eunuch sitting on the chariot reading the Bible. Jesus knew that this man was seeking. Jesus knew that the eunuch would have been refused entry into the temple because he was considered an outcast. He was undesirable to people, the priests and the Jews. And Philip knew how to make conversation with someone who does not know God. And that was, ask a question. "Do you understand what you're reading?" he said. And he answered, "Well, how could I understand unless someone guides me correctly?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This was an invitation to start telling him about Jesus. I don't know about you, but so many times have I slipped out of opportunities to talk to people about Jesus because of fear. We underestimate how many people want to know about him. And so it's our fear that sets us back, closes the door that the Holy Spirit's opened up for us to do. Verse 32 says, "Now this was the passage of scripture that he was reading. 'Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearers is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Justice was denied him. Who will describe his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.' And a eunuch replied to Philip, 'Please tell me, about whom does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?' Then Philip spoke, and beginning with the scripture, he preached Jesus to him, explaining that he is the promised Messiah and a source of salvation." He preached Jesus to him. Philip didn't tell him to get rid of all the stuff, that crap in his life. Philip didn't heap a whole lot of religion on top of him. Philip told him the simple truth, the good news about Jesus. Philip told him about a Savior who came to this earth because he loved him. He came to die on a cross so he could have forgiveness. And he came to set him free. You may not know much about him, but he has come for you. He loves you. Verse 36 says, as they continued along the road, they came to some water. And a eunuch exclaimed, look, water. Warm water. What forbids me from being baptized? And Philip said to him, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he replied, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away to a different place. I won't explain that one. And the eunuch no longer saw him, but he went on his way rejoicing. Listen to that. He got what he came for, and he went down that road happy and skipping, knowing that God loved him. This powerful man, this influential man, was now on his way home to his country rejoicing. And guess what he was going to do when he got there? He was going to tell all his people about Jesus. He was going to change this nation. And Philip, he just got zapped away. Philip showed up in Azotus and continued north, preaching the message in all the villages along the route until he arrived at Caesarea. See, when we're obedient, doing the things God asks us to do, we go on this completely new level of spirituality. Philip had this newfound boldness in him. And in one place where he went, and the Bible says he saved the whole village. See, the three biggest decisions you will ever make, the first one is asking Jesus into your life. Why is it such a brave decision? Because you don't have to do much, but it costs you everything. Asking Jesus into your life means you need to surrender your life to him. But in doing that, you enter into a relationship with the creator of the universe. By doing that, you enter into the freedom and abundant life that Jesus promises you. Second, you make a decision to be baptized. Why is this such a brave decision? In some countries, you get persecuted, you could get murdered, you could get put in prison for being baptized, but not here. You get a cake. When you make this brave decision to be baptized, you are making a public declaration that you have died to your old life and you are now beginning a new life following Jesus. Isn't that good news? Yeah. Water baptism is a statement of faith. My old life is behind me. And I'm a new person with a new life. Water baptism is a sign of repentance. Repentance means just a change from being this person to being this person. Such a brave decision. But we are not doing this to impress God, but we do it to impress on our minds what happened to us inwardly in our lives. Water baptism is for your benefit, not God's. When we make a public declaration by going under the water, something spiritual happens to us when we come out of that water. Water baptism is commanded by Jesus to fulfill all righteousness. So you need to make a brave decision and do this. And finally, make a decision to tell people about Jesus. The gospel and the good news of Jesus must be told. Mark 16, it says, go into all the world. So I think it's Luke, is it? Yeah, Luke 10 says, these were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. For most of us to do this, we have to make some brave decisions. It does not come easy for most of us. Jesus knows that this takes boldness. You need to be brave. Maybe this morning you need to make some brave decisions in here. How about asking the Lord of the harvest for boldness to tell others about Jesus and forgiveness and love? Maybe this morning you need to make a brave decision and get baptized. Publicly declare you have given your life to Jesus. It's not too late to join these guys this morning. Sure, we can find you a pair of togs and a t-shirt. We chuck out the lists in this church and the run sheets. If you're ready to be baptized today, we'll baptize you. And the biggest and bravest decision you can ever make is giving your life to Jesus. Asking Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior to come into your life and lead you in truth and freedom. Before we start baptizing today, I want to give you, everyone in this room, the opportunity to do that. Why don't you be brave this morning? Why don't you take on this challenge? I've always said money back guaranteed. Jesus comes in. If you put up your hand and ask Jesus into your life, I can guarantee your money back. If your life doesn't change and you don't see freedom and you don't break addictions, in Jesus' name. So if you're here this morning and you'd like to know more about Jesus, why don't you pop up your hand? Come on, be brave in this place. Here we go. Come on, let's be brave. Come on, let's go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well done. This is the best decision you'll ever make in your life.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.